Learning Masech the Sivam Mistaf Samach Beizam and Aleph. The Gemara, in the middle of the Amid, brings the Machlekes of Yechon and Mishlakish by Hayle Bonim B'Yosei V'Kacham V'Nizgayer. Someone had children when he was a guy, and then he became a ger. So what's the din? Rabbi Yechonin says that's a key in the purview of your Rish Lakish says it's not. Rabbi Yechonin says it's a key in because he had children. And Rish Lakish says, Gerish and this guy are cut in Shanel Dami, they're not considered his children. And the Gemara brings the Azul Tanayim, that they also argue similarly, if someone had a child when he was a guy, he became a ger, does his firstborn child after he becomes a ger, is that called a Bechar L'Nachla? When you get a double portion, do you say, he already had a child, so it's not racist, I know. Or do we say, Gershon is guy, dummy, it's not considered his child. So the Rif and the Rosh, passing like a Bechanan, we have this klal that halachic Rabbi Yechanan against Rish Lakish, except for three things like we had in the beginning of the fourth parak. And the Rambam was passing this away in the Torah in the Shulchan Aruch. The Rambam is Hilchasishus, parak des Vav Alach Avav. The Torah in Shulchan Aruch is in the very beginning of Evan Ezer, Simon Aleph Siv Zayin. But the Rambam adds something, which we don't have in the Gemara. The Rambam's lashon is, Hayalei banim b'geyusai v'nizgayir, hu v'heim, ki emitzvazu. He had children as a guy, and he was megayir, him and also the children. Then he's mekayim, and the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch are also matik this, and you see from the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch that the children were not mezgayir, he won't be mekayim this mitzvah. And the Achreinim, the Chalak's Mechaykik, the Beis Shmuel, bring the Maril. The Maril argues, and he says, in Shuvas Maril, Simakufayim Vav, that even if the children were not Megayir, they're still Gayim, he's Mekayim the Mitzvah. Now the Chalkas Mechaykik says about that, that the Gemara is Mashmaksas like the Maril. And the Meshmuel says another thing, that Tesis is Mashmam like the Maril. Where's his Mashmaisin? So I believe the Chalkas Mechaykik's Mashmaisin, I mean the Gayim already asked his Kasha. First of all, the Gemara never mentions that. Hayalei banim min achrisiv v'nizgayir, says the Gemara, never mentions that the children were megayir. But a little bit more, the other machlekes, in Bechar l'nachla, there, the Gayin says, it's mevur in the Gemara, Bechar yisnap mem zayin, that you don't need that it should be megayir. In the Shach Levitai, it's pretty clear that way. Even if the sons were not megayir, they're still considered the Bechar, you know, still wouldn't have a Bechar l'nachla. And the Rambam really says it's an Ilchus Nachlis, Perek Beis, Lochi Beis, and Shulchan Aruch HaShem Mishpat, Simon Reishai, and Zayin Siftes, doesn't mention anything about the sons being Megayir. And since the Gemara made a Tzrichus of one to the other, so it sounds like it's the same thing. Why would one of them you would need specifically the sons being Megayir and the other one not? That's the Chayyidah Mashmais of the Gemara. Now what's the Mashmais of Taisus? So, the Chayyidah means, Taisus Master of Yechon and Omar Kayim Piri Vivya, where Taisus asks the Kasha, why doesn't Rabbi Yechon al Gerish this guy Kanshan El Dami? We do find that Lagabi a lot of halachas, and Taisus says that Rabbi Yechon holds, it's Mistabel El Rabbi Yechon Hacha, came in the Mnichuyusa Kayim, the Zari Mnichusacharav, Bais Hashah, so Miftanami Kishan this guy. Since they are considered Piri Vivi when he's a guy, because then they are Mnichusafdim, so that would also cause that he should be Pater when he becomes a Ger. So Taisus is Mashma, that the reason why he's Pater is because there was a king when he was a guy. So then, Ibazai, it wouldn't sound Mistar, but you would need Yeris. But what is the Pshat in the Rambam? Why would the Rambam say specifically only when the children are Megayir? So now, Achreinim, the Taz, on Evan Ezer there, and also the Karen Eri here, and also the Bnei Ahuva, Rabbi Yenis and Aymich is safer on the Rambam, it says that the reason why he needed to be Megayir is not in order to be Miuchas Acharav. If anything, Fakert. If anything, if they're Megayir, they're less Miuchas, because both him and them are cut in Shanaylet. The reason is, because it just was Mistabit to the Rambam, and maybe the Arayas, but there's Mistabit to the Rambam, that now that he's a Yid, he's not going to have a Kim without Jewish children. Even though they are his children, and maybe when he's a guy, that will be considered a Puravu, but now he's a Yid, since the children aren't Jewish, not that they're not his children, but you need Jewish children. So Mela, by Bechar, it's not such a kasha then by Bechar, because the assignment by Bechar is, he already has a Reisha Sinai. They're considered his children. So Mela, it doesn't matter if it's a guy or a yid, but a guy that the next one shouldn't be a Bechar, as long as he had a child, so that's not his Bechar, it's not his Reish HaSayna. But that much you see, the Machlaikas or Berachim and Shlakish isn't whether Gayim could be considered good enough for period of review. Maybe everyone holds that they're not. The Machlaikas or Berachim and Shlakish is whether there is children. And that's in regard to period of review. And that's in regard to Bechar. Now, in regard to Bechar, there's children in order to make the other one not a Bechar. It wouldn't make a difference if they're a Gay or a Yid. Either way, the other one's not the first child. In regard to period of Rivia, so then, even though there is children, but they're still not Eden, so having Gayish children, that's not going to make a, that's not a key of period of Rivia. So I don't know if it's right from Taisus then. Taisus is only discussing the first Tanai could be. What's the first Tanai? It would have to be his children. I Gershon is Gai Kanchanel Dami. Abraham agrees to that. But in regard to period of Rivia, once there is children, when they're Gayim, so that's it. So then, they remain his children, even after he became this Gayer. But it could be, there's another Tanai. The Rambam says it, you don't have a Raya that Taisus argues, that they have to be Yidden in order for the Mekayim Peri Verifia. Now the Maril says, listen, the Gemara says a few times, L'Shevis Yitzara Binan. So Gayim also L'Shevis, the world is occupied. So that's what the Maril, was really discussing. Someone has a son that's a Shaita or a Cherish. Is that Peri Verifia? He says, yes. He says, why would that be worse than a guy? By a guy, he's naming on the steam of Sagamar, they don't have to be Megayer. But the Bnei Yehuva says, Rambam holds it's not called Sheves. Not Sheves. The world populated by Gayim, that's not Sheves. The Aruch Lener also throws in that maybe everyone holds it as Svara of Sheyichl Kol Neshama Shebeguf. That wouldn't apply to Gayim. Now in the Etzim Shiloh, the Gemara throws in, B'yash Mina Bukam Aisa Bukam Rebbe Echanan, Mishum Mikarin Nami Bnei Piri V'Rivya Ninu. Originally, they're also Bnei Piri V'Rivya. So Taisus says, what do you mean, originally, when they got in the Bnei Piri V'Rivya, in Sanhedrin, Smashman, not Mechliv in Piri V'Rivya? So Taisus says, it doesn't mean they're Mechliv in Piri V'Rivya. It means Bnei Nikam Al Shema. It's a Kiyam. They are considered children, at least when they got in. They did have this mustig of having children. That is a Turi Evan in Mesechlis Hashanah Daf Chafchesam and Aleph. The Maskin Leima Kafei Sheid. The Rabbi Kivega and Gilui Nashas Tzeichet Zitzum. The Gemara there is Mavur that if somebody eats matzah at a time where he's a Sheita, it's Kafei Sheid. So then he's not yetsin the mitzvah matzah. Since he was a Sheita at the time, he's not yetsin the mitzvah matzah. So L'chayin, the Gemara state is said that if someone does a mitzvah at a time when he's parted from the mitzvah, he's not yetsin the mitzvah. And if it becomes a schayiv, he has to do the mitzvah again. So, in fact, the Turi Evan has a shim with this Gemara. A guy is not mechayiv in Periv Rivya. He had children when he was a guy, and he doesn't have to have children again. So, you see that even though he did the mitzvah b'shas p'tur, it's still considered a kiyum mitzvah. And he actually declares that maybe in chinami, maybe that Gemara is specifically by Shaita, because Shaita has no das, has no kavan, it's misasik, that can't be called the mitzvah altogether. But now, the fact that he's putter, that wouldn't be a reason that it shouldn't be called a kiyum mitzvah. So he says, Lefiza, if let's say, I mean, by matzah, it's not negay, by matzah, nashim and avadim and mechuyiv and matzahs. But let's say by shefer or by lulav, if an eved would do a mitzvah of shefer, a mitzvah of lulav, and that'll be nishtacher, it would be called a kiyum mitzvah, even though he's putter at that time. He declares such a thing, but he says it's not that way. Because the word there in Rosh Hashanah Daf Kavtah says, chatzi eved chatzi min chayrin, if he blows shayfer, he's not yetzer, because leyasi san avdus v'mapik san cheres. So you see that you have to be a bar chiyuva in order to be called a mitzvah, and that's good for the reason why if someone's a shaytan when he's doing the mitzvah, it doesn't work, and it becomes a shaytan, he has to do the mitzvah again. So what's the pshat in our sugya? So he writes very bekitzer, shani yachad the sheves beinon v'ha'ika. I think it's different because all you need is Shevis and you have. Doesn't explain the Teretz, but I think it means like the Minchas Chinuch. The Minchas Chinuch brings the Kasha, and he says, this is the Teretz. The Gemara is Mavur, if you have children and they die, you're not Mekayim the Mitzvah. Are you Mekayim it already? What's the Pshan, if someone has children and they die, he's not Mekayim the Mitzvah? So like the Minchas Chinuch, the Teretz is, it's not a one-time Mitzvah, it's not a one-time Kiyum. By Matzah or Shefer or Lulav, so the Mitzvah is the Mace, it's a one-time Kiyum. By Piri V'Rivya Fakert, the mitzvah is having the children. when you have the children, you're mekayim the mitzvah b'chol rega. If you don't have your children, so you're already mekayim the mitzvah before, but you still have to mekayim the mitzvah mekayim olam ba. So Mela, the same thing the other way. He had children b'shas giyusa. At that time, there was no kiyum mitzvah when he was a guy. But it doesn't matter, because having the children is not the ma'aseh mitzvah. Children being born is not the ma'aseh mitzvah. The children being around is the ma'aseh mitzvah. So they're still around. So now he's mekayim the mitzvah. I think that's what the Rebbe also means, Shavas bina v'ikah. It's different. When it's a ma'aseh mitzvah, the ma'aseh mitzvah is a ma'aseh mitzvah. Here it's a mitzvah. You populated the world. Doesn't matter when you did it. That's a mechus k'nezgak. The Igris Meisha, Evan Ezra Chelik Beisim Niches, says a different pshat. Because he says that the mitzvah is not the children being born or that the children are being around. Because that's all not the other. How could that be a mitzvah? How could it be a mitzvah if you're not doing anything and it's not something which is b'yadei b'chlal? So what is the mitzvah of Piri V'rivya? The mitzvah of Piri V'rivya is the bia. He says the Mishnah is Meduik that way. It says, Lo yivatel adam Piri V'rivya elim kein yesh libanim. Isn't that a strange way to say it? Why don't you say? It's a mitzvah for someone to have two children. Tari says, there's no mitzvah to have children. V'chal no mitzvah to have children. It's a mitzvah to be Isaac in Piri V'rivya. That's the mitzvah. Piri V'rivya means be Isaac in Piri V'rivya. Marry a woman that could have children and do a bia which could have children, and that is the mitzvah. The mitzvah is doing your part in having children. That's the ma'aseh mitzvah. That's the chafs of the mitzvah. What's having the children? It's a p'tur. So male doesn't make a difference when you have the children. It's not pshat you will mekayim the mitzvah then. The pshat is you never mekayim the mitzvah when you have the children. You mekayim the mitzvah by the bia. You don't have to do it when you already have children. So I think you have to say it's a little bit more than a septur, not showing the lashon of Igris Meisha. The Gemara's lashon is kayim piri v'rivya. But I think it means that the ma'aseh mitzvah is the bia. That's what the Torah is telling you to do. The Torah is not telling you to have children. That's not the other. The ma'aseh mitzvah is to be Isaac and piri v'rivya. Until once there is children, so then you did your part. You don't have to be Isaac and piri v'rivya anymore. But then having children when he's the guy, the pshat is the same thing. The having the children is never the key, is never the key mitzvah, meaning what he was Mekai in the mitzvah. It was the key mitzvah, meaning you already did your part. It doesn't matter if you didn't do it, the Teres mitzvah. It's already done. The Gam Zeyach Alahamis, in the words of the Tere Evan Shevaz Bina Ve'eka. Now the Gemara talks about also an Evet. Right? The Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Abba or Amar Rav, Hakol Meidin Be'Evet She'en Lechayis, Ksiv Shulach Ampayim Achamar. So a guy has a chayis, and the Gemara says, Rabbi Yechon Abud Arayi to Rish Lakish, Be'esi Yishalach Meradach Melandim Ben Melandim Melech Bavon, so you see he has a chayis, Rish Lakish, so that's a maskim, Be'esha V'chol Mislu Chayis, this guy or less Lu Chayis, Gerish this guy can't show them, when the guy didn't have a chayis, but an Evet doesn't have a chayis, Pashas it means, even when he's an Evet, he doesn't have a chayis. See, there's a shayla in the Rishonim as an eved mitzvah in Piri V'rivya. It's very interesting. The Taisa Chagiga that Vezum and Begs brings the Yesh Mefarshim that an eved is not mitzvah in Piri V'rivya. And the Yesh Mefarshim bring a Gemara. It says, Hayel Abanim Mavzusim and Ishtachel Lekayim Piri V'rivya. So that's a raya, eved is not mitzvah in Piri V'rivya. So Taisa brings a raya from the Yushalmi. The Yushalmi is Mavur that an eved is mitzvah in Piri V'rivya. He brings other rayas also. So he says, that's it then. Eved is mitzvah in Piri V'rivya. It says over here he's not Mekayim Piri V'rivya. That's because you need Zayim Milchus Acharav. I feel the Yisrael Sheishu Mem Neshevchei Nekarim Milchus Acharav. Not Milchus after him, that's why it's not a Kiyim Piri V'rivya. Not because Ev is not Mitzvah in Piri V'rivya. So it's not a Nikashayla, the Mishnah Melech and Milchus Melachim Perek Yud Alach HaZayin. He asks the Kasha, if Eish is not Mitzvah in Piri V'rivya, why is Ev Mitzvah in Piri V'rivya? We know that there's a limit, La La Meisha. That every mitzvah ish is mechuyev, ev is mechuyev. Piri v'rivya ish is not mechuyev. So why is evin mechuyev? So the Mishnah Malach says, and other achrayim say the same thing, that when there's a p'tur of mitzvah seishes man grama, that a p'tur applies to avad moso. But when the etzim ish should be chayim, is a p'tur because it ain't darkly chavish. So in that case, you're not daimed to avadim doesn't have the time. Avadim is a zacher. He is darkly chavish. So Mel, you don't have the limit of Allah. So you have it by Baltakif and Baltashkis, that Aisha is potter from Baltakif, because the Isha, since he doesn't have a zakan, says no baltashkas, so who would the baltakev is a hekesh, but avadim are mechuyiv. Because ba'atzim it's alive, and really nashim should be mechuyiv, nashim have a ptur, because they don't have a zakan. And pay is a reish, is iskish the zakan. But I haven't have a zakan. So meila, you can't be medama. So same thing here. Ba'atzim it's a mitzvah she'ein as man grama. Avad ish has a ptur, and darka lichmish, like the Gemara says later. Avadim and darka lichmish, so meila none of the ptur. As they state in the Mishnah Lamelech, the Turi Evin and the Chagiga, and the Pnei Yeshua, in Gittin say this. But Tyson Gittin, that from Aleph, he learns Yerushalmi's differently. He learns Yerushalmi's talking about the mitzvah of the Shevitz, not the mitzvah period of Rivia. But the problem with Tyson Chagiga that base is how is it Shayach for an Evin to be Chayav in period of Rivia? He can't be Mekayav in the mitzvah period of Rivia, because his children are Miyachis. How can they be Mekayav and Evin to do a mitzvah if it's not possible for him to do it? So the Mechas Chinuch brings the Kasha, and he says that when the Gemara says he doesn't have Chayis, it means only when he's Nishtacher. When he's Nishtacher, he doesn't have Chayis. But while he's an Evid, he has Chayis. As I tie it that, but he says it's telling the Machloek is Rambam and Rashi. Because the Rambam, in Ilchus Yisur Rabbi Yipar Gedal Alachi Yizayin, says that the Evid is allowed to bewail his mother and his daughter and his sister. He had no relatives. Aya Evid is Mechuyiv and Mitzvah's Kishi is Mechuyiv and all Evid. How could he over on the rice? Teretz says it's not his mother, it's not his daughter, it's not his sister. Has no relatives Bechlal. The only rice he'd be Mechuyiv in is Eishes Ish, or his Ocher, or Behema. But anything that's relatives, he has no relatives, he has no Yichus. So Mela, according to the Rambam, even when before he's a Shtach, he has no Yichus. But he says, Rashi Lameisen says, Yudavtan Chesem Adeis, says, the Gemara there says Evid Mutta B'imai, and Rashi there says after he's Nishtacher. Rashi's Mashi before he's Nishtacher is also B'imai. And the Chdush Eran there is Mavur that way. So Mela, Ibezai, according to Rashi, which stem the Eish Mefarshim in the Taisus and Chagiga, or the other way, the Taisus and Chagiga argues in the Eish Mefarshim. Taisus and Chagiga says that he's Mitzvah in Periv Rivia, because he has Yachas, he has relatives. And what does the Gemara mean that Evid doesn't have Yachas after he's Nishtacher? Well, the Chayit's a Plia. Because a ger, even a ger, after he's a sgayer, doesn't have kurva. A ger shen is sgayer, mi derayis is mut and all that rice, but doesn't have a kurva. So what's the pshat is mekayim periv rivya? Like the Gemara says, when he's a sgayer, he has a yachas. That's what Taisa says. The Masra Rabbi Yechanan, this is asvarim periv rivya somehow, that when he had chayis originally with the children, even though he lost the chayis, you don't say ger shen kayim kan shnel dami. It's considered still as children lagabi periv rivya and lagabi bechor. That's the gemara. That's the machlokes Rebbeich and the Mishlakish. So what's pshat in the gemara that says by eved is different? A kol meidim, because even when he's an eved, he doesn't have chayis. If he has chayis when he's an eved, what's an afkamina to gerish his guy kach neilin or eved shen ishtacher kach neilin? The chayis should be the same thing. Now, I think even Rashi and Sanhedrin that he brings and he has kurva. Look, maybe Lagabe Issa Arayis, it is considered a kurva, but Periv Rivi would be different, but Al Kabanim hits Mavur Lagabe Periv Rivi Michal doesn't have Chayis. Kevinari asks this Kasha. Now for Shteim Shad and Taiz Lechagiga, what does it mean Evitz Mitzuvim Periv Rivi? The Chayis that Shaikvinti Mekayimit. Now the Kayvitz are so Lechanan, he asks the Kasha, and now with Sugyam, the Gemara later, the Avsad Chesem and Aleph says it's a din of Ein Av L'Mitzri, Ein Av L'Goy. Because the Chumana Afkarei L'Zari. The Gemara knew was talking about that let's say you have a guy that was Bayer L'Goyah and had twins, and she was Tairasim Shloi B'Kdush L'Asim B'Kdusha. She became a Ger before they were born. So the Gemara says they're considered brothers. They're considered brothers from the mother, but not from the father. They can't do Yibam. And why is that? Because they don't have a father. They're not considered to have any father. Rechman Afkari Lazari. So here it says, a guy could have a yachas. And there it says, a guy can't have a yachas. So he says to Teretz, that's talking about a nochri, a guy that married the Israelis. So there he has no yachas, not considered the father. Or, let's say even if he married a guy, but she was this guy in Kishimu Uberis. But here it's talking about the guy, while both the father and the son are guy. I think the chat's like this. The Yisrael of Gershon is guy in Kanchanel Dami. I think it's impossible to have a Yid related to a guy. That's the Yisrael. So if a guy becomes a Yid, he loses all his relatives. While they're a guy, they're relatives. So Mela, if a guy is Baal Mas Yisrael, so he never had a relation to that child. It was never considered his child. Or even on a Gayesh, that was this guy, Shimu Beris, from the one time the child was born as the Yisrael, he can't have the Achas B'chol. So Mela, Halacha L'maisa, if a guy is Baal Mas Yisrael, and then he became this guy, he wouldn't have a dinner period of Rivia. Even though if a guy had children as Gayim, and he was this guy, he has a dinner period of Rivia. I'll go upon him if the children are Megayer according to the Rambam. But if he's Baal Mas Yisrael, the children are Jewish. Even after he's Megayer, he has Jewish children, it doesn't matter. They're never Miyachas after him. He wouldn't have a dinner period of Rivia Lechayra. That's a dinner of Ein Avel Mitzri. As always, Mashman Tyson Chagiga, which mentions that an Eved of Baal Mas Yisrael is not considered his children. And who had been, let's say a Yisrael is Meila de Ben from Megayer. Yisrael marries the guy, he has a child. Is he Mekayim Periv Rivya? L'chayim not. Even if the child be Megayer. Even though if he has a Gayish child, it's Mekayim Periv Rivya, because that's because a guy to a guy, it is Yachas. But Yisrael to a guy, it is Yachas, and never was any Yachas. And the raya to all this is from Milchus Nachlis, because the Gemara tells Sue the same Shaila by Bechor. The Rambam says in Milchus Nachlis, Berek Beis Lach Yudeis, that Yisrael, that has a son for Avedis Kechavim, let's say, if you have a guy that has a Gayish son, and then he becomes a Ger, so then there's no Bechar. But if you have a guy, and if you have a Yid that marries a guy and has a Gayish son, Bechal and his son. So now he marries a Yiddish woman, it is a Bechar. That's what the Rambam says. And the Nesiva says, who in the other case that we said? If you have a guy, that's Baal Bas Yisrael, and added then, and then he was in Zgayer. So Nesiva says also Baruch was Bechar and Lachala. Because the word is, it's all like Eved. The chilek between Guy and Eved is not after he's Megayer. After he's Megayer, it's Kekat and Shadel Adami. Now, Rabbi Yochanan holds that since before you Megayer, there's a Din Yichus, so well, that Yichus doesn't change. Silin Yipir Vivyam, Silin Yimesh Yisaynay. But if at the time of birth there was no Yichus, so then there never was Yichus, so then there wouldn't be a Kiyum Periv Rivya. So the Maisa Tzvayt Tishrei, you really can't say to Milchus Chinuch Teretz that the Gemara only means after he's a Shtachar there's no Yichus. Avada means even when he's an Eved there's no Yichus. So, and the Karinari asks his Kasha, and the Turi Eved, so what's the Pshat? How could Taisus say that an Eved is Mechuyim Periv Rivya? There's no way to Mekayim it. Now, Lafiza, I would think like this. I saw in the Derech Yom, he was like bothered by this a little bit, but I think it's Pashit. Let's say you have a guy that has a child, and then the guy becomes an Eved Knani. Tovel Hashem Eved Knani becomes an Eved Knani. And then he gets a Shtachar. Is he Mekayim Periv Yivya for the child that he had when he was a guy? So I saw the Gaval Nagali could say for Derech Yom, he was claiming to say no. Because since when he became an Eved can't have Yachas, Eved can't have chayis. So mainly, what's the chayis to the children? And mainly, he can't be Mekayim Periv Yivya. But I think Avada, yeah. A Gersh in this guy also doesn't have Yachas once he's this guy. His side was he had Yachas beforehand. As I say, Bemis, the Turi Evan says in Mefurish, and Avezim Amez, and the Menchus Chinuch also. So that's the side of Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan holds, once you had Yachas, we give you some. So Mimela, that stays Legabi Periv Yivya, Legabi Bechar. Even though, Legabi other dinim, Legabi Kurvis, Legabi Psula Edis, or whatever it is, it doesn't stay. But Legabi Periv Yivya Bechar, that stays. So you have to say, Eved doesn't have Yachas even before. And who would then buy a guy, if it's a guy that was Baal Bas Yisrael, that never had Yachas, or a Yisrael that was Baal Anachris, and became this guy that never had Yachas? Avad, in that case, we said it's Mefurish, Legabi Bechar, but who did the guy Periv Yivya? You won't be Mekayim Periv Yivya. Now, Shaken, a guy that had children, and then he became an Eved, and then he became the Shtachar, Avad, that it would work, because there was a time, at the time that the children was born, there was Yachas. Kovitz Aris, we said, says a schilik between a guy that b'shas gayim or a guy for a Yiddish child, but he asks a kasha from the Ramban. The Ramban there, Daf Sadeches, says that even a guy about a guy doesn't have any achas or any kurva, like Abi Raish or Benayach, the din of guy Yerush is other, he says, is only Zeris Kasab Alma, Demison, they're not related at all. So Yibai Shre, how does it sum with that sugya? That says Mefurish that they are considered Yachas when they have, when the Gayim, and he vibes the Tzarechim with that.